When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey.
Bitch, I'm so hungry. Oh my God.
I wish I had a motherfucking meal.
Girl, I was like, okay, before we get on the thing, I'm gonna cook myself a little snack, girl.
Mm-hmm. What did you make?
I made just two delicate fried eggs with with a side of duck or leftover duck from my duck salad I had yesterday.
Okay, period.
Very gourmet with a little avocado.
Mm-hmm. Gourmet.
A little salt.
How are you feeling?
Schmeek and cheese. Honestly, I'm okay. It's crazy because for once in our like lives, you forced me out yesterday.
Okay.
You called me. You said, "What are you doing? You're a hoe. You gotta come out." And I was like, "Oh my god, what?" And then I was like, "Well, if you come pick me up," and then you really skirt with two other people to my house.
That's true.
And bullied me into going out.
Uh-huh. I did bang in your door. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Welcome to
Fully Charged.
Pew.
I don't have any zaps or zoodles today. I am not fully charged whatsoever.
I'm Star. Hi, everyone.
And I'm Saturn.
Exactly. Hold on, let me get to my dialect. Yahtzee. Hello. There we go.
Hi, everyone.
Okay.
So this episode is going to be heavy on the weekend recap because I'm in the throes of the come down from a long night of partying.
Oh, my God. Wait. Did you make your plane?
No, I'm in LA.
Oh no! Okay, girl, are we going to get into that?
Well, I didn't miss my plane. I changed my flight because I realized
America,
that.
Yes, she did not miss her flight. Okay, America, get one thing straight.
You're going to get one thing straight to talk about me and to say it correctly. I knew around 5:15 that I did not have the wherewithal or the brain function to make a 7 a.m. first class flight to New York. I also had not booked my hotel, so I would have arrived in the city with nowhere to stay because I was procrastinating about booking my hotel because, you know, I have expensive taste and I want to stay somewhere very expensive and cute.
Yeah, you have to do hotels tonight. This is not an ad for hotels tonight, but
no, they have not sponsored us yet. So, no, I did find something at booking.com. The room is giving. I think I really want to get it. But, girl, I called them. Here's what's crazy. I had a first class
flight. Get into it.
I tried to call them and be like, hey, can you just, like, bump
it back? You had a first class flight? Wait. Okay. Y'all heard that? All right. Okay, cute.
It's a vacation. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my sponsors.
Go ahead, paper bag.
What? What is it?
Go ahead, paper bag.
What does that mean?
Girl, because you're the same color as a paper bag. You know, we were talking about this yesterday. I said, oh, you know, well, you are the paper bag test. You are the darkest shade of the allowed shades. You understand? The girls who know, and the girls who don't know, they just don't know. And we're not going to explain it. So back to the situation at hand with the hotel. Keep going.
Okay, so God, I don't even know. I don't even know. It's just all so crazy. Like I went to 4 parties yesterday. Picked up Star for the last 2, and I just can't believe that I got home at 4, thought I could have a little nap, woke up at 5, called them and said, you know what, can you bump my plane, my flight back? And they were like, no, we can't. We don't have any more flights, but we can buy you another one. Tell me why the one that they bought me, that Alaska bought me from another airline, uh-huh, is more expensive than my gifted first class flight.
Gifted? Okay.
Yeah, it was gifted to me. But, you know, I'm just like, what? It makes no sense. I don't know. Now that I'm looking at your face and like talking to you, I'm very, like, not upset that I had a long night. But this morning I was like, girl, what? Why?
Yeah, I asked myself that same question. How do you say no to the party?
How do you? I mean, here's the thing.
Can you? I mean, I feel like we can. You go. How do you?
I don't know if it's yes or no. What I think happens is, like, so for example, we went to go see that show at Soho. And I felt like we were being inconspicuous and just cute in the corner. But of course, they're playing the beats, and so we're getting into it, yeah. And then, you know, the sweet scent of mezcal is wafting through the air, and we want one. And then it's just giving, and then there's, like, trade, and then it's like, ooh, the afters. It's just like, I think
LA loves an after. Oh, my God. It never ends.
You know? And who is this twink that I met at the afters?
I don't know. Who was that? I was like... This is really like the year of the twink or something. I mean, they're just all around, right? I guess I'm like, oh, everybody turned 21, 22. They're all out and about. I don't know. This boy came back. He said, where's Saturn? Where's Saturn? I said, sweetie, I don't know. I don't know where Saturn is, sweetie. They left. I was assuming, I was like, I think they went to New York.
They sent me a text, baby, where you at? And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm, girl.
I'm like, baby, I was asleep.
Because what happened was at the party, girl.
Yeah, what a gift.
It started to just disappear because them DJs was giving not good. You know when you go to the club and it's like they're playing the right song? Like they had Madonna. They had all these random remixes of songs, but it was giving like some nasty dubstep remix. Gross. Don't nobody want to hear dubstep in 2021.
Dubstep, girl.
Don't nobody want to hear dubstep. I'm so sorry.
With Pabst Blue Ribbon on Ice.
It's giving like, it's like, girl, now which of us is out here with white man with dreads and smoking DMT in a parking lot? None of us. So we do not need any fucking dubstep, girl. Take that shit back.
Who invented that? I don't know, girl. Somebody Britney, over there in the...
Britney invented dubstep in that one song. She and did. That's the only time it was good.
Give it to me good.
What's
don't
the song?
Don't want to wait, I want it now. No. Hold it against me.
Hold 2011. It against
me. Produced by...
With an ad for Plenty of Fish in it. Did you notice that?
I did.
Such a crazy... Have you been on Plenty of Fish? Have you been on that website?
I don't understand the concept of it because, like, is it plenty of fish in the sea?
Yeah, it's like, oh, there's plenty of fish in the sea. And you're like, okay. And then you end up going on a date with a former felon. I feel like that's all the dates I get from fucking POF. It's former felons with big dicks and then problems and baby mamas. And I'm like, okay, well, where is the site for... good-natured Christian men. Oh, wait, they're not online. They're at church.
Well, Christian go to church. Mingle. But I thought that Plenty of Fish was about being fish.
Okay. No, it's about...
So I didn't want to, like, you know, go and subject myself to, like, the rating system of 0 to fish, you know?
Am I going to out myself as a trans woman on this podcast? Oh, well.
Whoa.
Okay, so America, as if you must know the details, I am a transgendered woman of transgendered experience. But I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Anyway, so I remember the first time I went on POF was in Austin, Texas. And it was like a year before I transitioned. And I went on a date with a bisexual man. I don't know how I found him. I like messaged him.
Was but this he was like straight. Was this the beginning of your bisexual like fantasy?
No, I didn't really fully live my bisexual fantasy till I was like 23, where I was like, so I had like, oh my God, I had surgery. I mean, I don't really, in person, don't come up to me and talk to me about this. People that are listening, this is not your free pass to talk
if
to me.
If I'm there, you'll get checked.
I just happen to be on this podcast talking to my sister, and you happen to be listening, so don't get it twisted. You don't know me.
You're not welcome to this baby.
But you are getting to know me. Anyway, so I had surgery when I was 21, my vaginoplasty. So anyway, I had dated all kinds of different genders. After that surgery, for some reason, I didn't really feel comfortable. Like before, I only dated men. And then after that, I dated trans women and trans men and non-binary folks. And I had some threesomes with couples. And I'm much more bisexual now, like with a pussy. I just feel like before, like when I was younger, young, I was not interested. So I'm not going to age myself, but it's been a while, everyone. I'm way past 21.
I read something today that said women love a bisexual for a boyfriend.
I love a bisexual F slur. Imagine. As if I don't say F all the time. Were you going to bleep us out? Let's bleep it out.
Bleep it out for the people in the back.
Well, let them hear the F and then beep the rest of it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, on that note, a bundle of sticks. Speaking of a bundle of sticks, let's take a break.
Back to a special episode of Fully Charged.
Yes, it's so special because
because what, girl?
I don't know. It's counter of it's different. It's like the Saturn pulled star out, and now Saturn feels crazy about it. Episode,
right? I mean, girl, you know, I just would love to be a recovering party person. Like, I would love to be a reformed party person. Like, I just like just the energy of just like even like. Being looked at and ogled at and, you know, all that was like, ugh, exhausting.
Well, so I didn't go out last week.
That's true. I like that for you.
You did? No, you didn't either. Or you did?
No, I never go out. I went out for work.
Right.
Shout out to Rhonda.
Shout out to Rhonda. Mm-hmm. Shout out to that girl.
Yeah, happy birthday. But it's definitely like, I wish I could just, like, literally go to the party and just, like, sit in the corner and stay there. But I just don't think it's in my chemical makeup, like, my chemical romance. Like, I'm too sexy for my shirt or something, you know?
Exactly. It's so sexy, it hurts.
Yeah, I can't, like, I wasn't even wearing panties yesterday. And I had, like, a little sarong on. And I kept lifting up my pants to show my sarong to show my ass. But yet, I want to be in the corner. Like, I think I need to call a therapist about it because it is counterproductive, love.
This is, like, part two of last week's episode. Attention. It's like, want attention? And then now we're talking about it. It's like, well, what is it, girl? Do you not want attention, girl? Because you do. You do.
I do.
You want to show your ass at the club. And
I think I'm naturally a provocateur. You know what I mean?
That's right.
But I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like when it was giving last week, or the week before this past week that just happened, I was working a lot. So I had DJ set, show, and hosting all three, like three different jobs that I mostly do to make money. Mm-hmm. I had all three of them that week. Plus, I stepped out a couple times in addition to my actual work. And I feel like then by Sunday, I was like in a foul mood. I was like weird. And I just like, okay, I'm going to stay home. So then this week, I only stepped out to go to your house for dinner.
Oh, yeah, true.
And I was the first one asleep.
That's true. I forgot that happened this week. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had a busy week. Well, you did. I did not.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I did this week. And then working on Saturday. True. It was cute.
It was cute. The dinner on Saturday was cute, too. I liked it.
Yes. It was really cute. Although, I've been thinking about the fantasy.
Okay.
A lot. Tell me about it. It's kind of like, well, the fantasy that you have for yourself. I love living in my delusion. That's my newest thing. It's like I'm living in my delusions until they're real. I love it. It's cute. It's fun and happy. But I think it's interesting. People project a fantasy onto you, which I think kind of goes into that partying thing. I was like, kind of like, oh my God, like, I wonder if you don't know me and you were to just look at my Instagram.
You're what, like, would you think of me?
Yeah, I wouldn't, you know, they're like, oh, she's a fun party girl. Or they're like, she has no morals and is going to hell. Like, I don't know, you know?
I definitely think that happens. Because, like, no one thinks I'm boring. And I want to be boring.
Right. Like, well, because it seems you make it look easy and effervescent online.
Oh, and it is. But my favorite thing is to watch Netflix. And I just don't have enough Netflix watching compadres.
I had the girls come over and hang out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had some friends come over this week. But they were like, I was like not carrying. And then I'm like in the living room and they're like drinking. And I was smoking a little, but I wasn't drinking. I had some tea and that was it. Like herbal tea. I have to specify that. Herbal tea, because you know what? You girls are fucking always trying it. Especially you homosexuals. Talking about, oh, I was at a party and I was like, yeah, I want to get some tea. This girl was like, oh my God, girl, really? Tea? I was like, chamomile, bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, no.
Right?
Because
the girls
really
think it's tea nut. I'm like, girl, well, it's not. I wanted herbal tea, you weirdo.
I mean, honey, that's the real pandemic. The girls are really out here on it.
I don't mind. I'm not drug shaming. I'm just saying, please don't assume because I'm a black girl and I'm around you hoes that me talking about wanting to get tea is like Tina, girl. It's herbal tea. I have dandelion root tea. You know, I love a dandelion tea.
You do love a little dandelion root.
I love dandelion root tea. It's like, girl, chill out.
Random question. Have you ever heard the Nicole Richie cover of the LFO song Dandelion?
No.
I saw him on a... Okay, what were we going to say?
I don't know, but I lost it. Oh, men. Oh my God, men project the fantasy onto us.
Yes.
Oh, you know what's so interesting? It's so funny. That's your section. Remember on my album, Star, and we talk about men.
It's
you and
true.
Me.
Yes. That is what we
talk
about
men. There's like That's a whole, true. Like, I've spoken.
It's track 7.
Yeah. Is it track 7?
It is.
Yeah. It's called Men, and we talk about men on the thing. I was recently interviewed in the East Bay Express. Girl, I had to give it like, baby, no. We don't need to talk about all this. The nigga was trying to talk about, you started your hormone therapy, medical transition. Oh. I said, babe, what does this have to do with the music? Take this out of the article.
Like, did I write that in a song? No, I didn't.
I said, no. I said, now take this out of the article because you are not doing your job as a journalist to seek some other kind of story other than this fucking shit that is like... that has nothing to do with my musical journey, literally.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, I don't know. I consider like identity stuff and like music boring. I'm like
tired, late.
Like, girl,
it's so
like,
late.
Ask me about the specific instance that I am singing about. You know what I mean? Like, this song is about a situation that I'm sure you could relate to, and that's actually the gag. If you really want to spotlight us, it gives. Like, let us tell a story that is relatable so that in that way, our lives are, like, just normal. Hello.
Yes. I was like, also, girl, everybody's so fascinated with the before and afters.
Oh, yes.
They love, like, a before and after type vibe. Mm-hmm. Girl, it's not giving that. There's no such thing as an after. I'm just cunty. You're.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, there's no such thing as an after. Yes, it's like. Please, like, there was no before and after. It's, like, the same person with, like, yes. More aesthetics. Chill out.
Levels of cunt, babe.
Chill out, bro, you know.
Chill, babes. Get you some cunt.
Have you ever had a man project a fantasy onto you? Like, you know?
Yeah. I think, you know what's wild? I think about sometimes is, like, how they have different fantasies that they project, like, or like different ones. Like, so one guy could really be like interested in all of my Leo dominant power, and then another mm-hmm. guy is like, you are a soft, sensitive bitch, and I need you to be a soft, sensitive bitch. And I'm like, I'm a shapeshifter, like, I can do it, but it does become crazy. Like, Pierre sent me this meme that said that this guy was saying, like, damn, you know, your personality real cool. And then she responds, yeah, you like this one, I made it just for you. And that's so me.
Vibe, same.
Because it's easier for me, like, if I just, like, play into the role. I think it's also, like, my acting. Like, I love getting into a new character. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. If
it's
like,
very much like, which girl do you want?
Which girl do you want? And how do you want her?
This week.
So, yeah, yes. I don't know. I think they always do. But I hate centering the trade in that way, or any man in that way, because I'm like,
yeah,
why do we shapeshift for a man? A man? Compromise for a man? Like, you know?
Exactly. Just like Eartha Kitt said, for what? For what? I mean, I get it. I think it's also like the fantasy that you have of pleasing somebody else and
okay,
all that kind yes. of stuff. I think for me, what happens is I feel I often am projected onto by men. Mm. Like in these situations where for me, Saturday, I went to the Ronda, then I kept going. I ended up at like another warehouse and like, I'm just like, feel like I'm being bombarded by people trying to get my attention. Mm-hmm. Oh, stars. I'm like, oh my God, this man's like following me around the club. I'm like, oh my God, like, and this happens like a lot. And it's like, girl, why are you doing this? Like, you don't really want me, mm-hmm. like me, star. You want like this idealized thing that's in front of you that's like pretty and shiny and these things. And then if I were to like really be myself or like the emotional version of me, these same guys are like, I don't want that.
That's true. But sometimes do you feel like we kind of like project that ourselves like onto them? Because like even for example, maybe he'll listen to this, but the twink from this week or from yesterday or early this morning, whatever. Like in my mind, I'm like, what does he think I am? Like why? Like what? Like what? Does he like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always like, what is a specific
lesbianism?
Person want?
That's what he wants. Lesbianism,
true. Uh-huh. And you know, I have not been known to be, but I am now.
You've been knocking boots, you've been knocking boots with some femme tops.
I know lately it's giving fuck me, sis.
So, that's your whole vibe. You like the femme tops.
I do. Shout out to the femme tops.
I had actually, a femme top girlfriend once,
really.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, I want the femme tops to DM me, and maybe I can read them over the break. Let's take a break.
Okay, let's take a break.
So we were talking about the male fantasy.
Yes, the fantasy.
Do you think there's like an overall male fantasy? Like, because we're talking about shape-shifting and all these things for a man, but it's like, is there like a one goal for them, you know?
I think there's like two different types of guys in the world. And even like everything's on the spectrum of this, like of these two different types. There's the fantasy of a guy who wants this woman that's taking charge of him, right?
Yeah.
In a specific way, though. So he thinks he wants this woman to take in charge of him. And so he says, I want you to do this or tell me what to do or whatever. But secretly, it's his way of controlling things to be controlled. I've had that situation before with like a guy who's like submissive, but like, is he really? Because he's like kind of controlling me in a way, but he's like,
right.
Oh, like you that like so yeah sick. I'll do whatever you want. Well, actually not that or this, but what, like this, you know? It's like, okay, so it's right. Not really whatever I want. Like, you're not gonna like pick me up. It's like, oh, you could, when things are convenient for them in certain ways and they'll be really readily available, and sometimes they take that away too. And that's kind of like this weird level of control. And then I think there are guys who want like a purely submissive femme person. Yeah. And so like that's also the fantasy is when you're just like, yeah, whatever you want, like do whatever yeah, you babe. Want to me. And I've been you're kind of living in that more. Mm-hmm. I wrote a whole song about it, like on my last EP, Fantasy is song. And it was because of this like ex-boyfriend of mine who wanted to be this like knight in shining armor for me, right? He's like, I'm gonna help save you, because I was like, I need to leave America. This was last year during the height of like all the drama and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Before like the full protest, before I deleted my Instagram and stuff, mm-hmm. I was talking to my ex and he was like, come, you can move with me and move to Montreal. And he was like, yeah, we could get like married for papers and all this stuff. And I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, well, you know, I think you're hot and stuff. So that would be the only confusing thing is like that. And I think we could just work through like the fact that we are lightly attracted to each other, even if we're not in a relationship like the same. And like that, because we would have to live together, right? For like yeah. at least 6 months. Girl, why he offers it and then I'm like, no, like that sounds crazy. And he's like, okay, well, just know it's really a serious thing. And I'm like, okay. Over the course of the weeks, I get serious about it. I start looking up what to do. I start getting into it.
Yeah.
I'm sending him stuff. We're talking back and forth. All this, that, the other. Then he flips and is like, actually, no. Then he flips back. And then he's like, actually, no, please come. I'm like, actually, fuck you. I can't deal with this. Because it's like he projected completely onto me this idea that he was going to save me from some situation. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm being really proactive about it, he's like, you're being too proactive about it. You know, it's like, fantasy's broken. Like, I'm saving you. You can't save yourself and use me to save yourself.
Right. It's like, let me figure out how I want to save you, but drown until then.
Exactly.
And it's so sick to me. Like, I mean, honestly, I definitely approach relationships and, like, men in a different way. Like, I actually, like, I hate saying this because I don't want to, like, predict a future, but I am so okay with, like, being alone as a concept, just because like playing that game with a man just seems so ridiculous to me. Like, I'm like, you know, I have grandparents that were married for 50 years. Like, just commit to something, work it out, and just let it be simple. But I feel like now everybody has so many different thoughts about how they want you to be in a thing with them. And it's like picking out like a car or something to them. Like, I don't know. It's really sick to me.
It's sick. These motherfuckers are ill.
They're
mentally,
spiritually,
ill. Mm-hmm, you know, and it's like, girl, I don't want to deal with that. And that's the problem. That's why I'd be ghosting these dudes now. It's like, oh, I can tell immediately. Like, I feel like this is a thing that I like to do, or I try to do as much as possible with, especially online dates, is not have sex with them mm-hmm. and try to hang out with them at least 4 times. Because I feel like by the 4th time you've hung out with somebody, you can see more of who they really are. Okay. And like things will happen between the space of those 4 times you've hung out that will reveal themselves to you.
True.
Because there was like this person and I was just like, he was like an asshole. You know, at the end, I was like, actually, you're an asshole. And I'm happy I didn't let you fuck, because now I can just dip.
Right.
And I know that you're an asshole. And he's like, come on, let's hang out. Let's, you know, and now he's being so forward and he really wants mm-hmm. to see me. And that's because I didn't give him what he wanted or what he thought he was going to get. And then I'm like, yeah, well, I don't put out for assholes that I know. Right. You know, like if I know you're an asshole, I'm not going to put out.
I mean, I withhold just because, like, if a man is crazy, and I've often dated a crazy man, and he has good dick, I'm not going to leave. So I just don't fuck because I don't want to, like...
I know. Why are we such slaves for big Henry cock with bad personalities? What is wrong with us?
You know, I hello? Mean, it's, you know what? It's
if you're the a therapist and agenda. You're listening to this, please write us in and tell us what's wrong with us. Help us, please.
Help us, please, Roman.
Roman, take your medication. Is there a medicine that we can take to stop being such hungry, horny hoes?
You know, I actually have a hot take about that. I think
hot take.
It's the straight agenda is why we're all so ill. I think seeing so much dysfunction in the world by straight people and like dysfunctional straight relationships portrayed on television all the time and in the media, I think the straight agenda has really damaged and poisoned our understanding of what it is to be healthy and in a relationship that is you know, worthy of our growth and our progress in life. So
right. Okay.
Sorry, I'm a freedom fighter.
No, go off. Yes. LGBTQ. Yes. Oh, go ahead, LMNOP doll.
I didn't say that,
period.
Child. I didn't say that,
mm-hmm.
Child.
What is it?
It's let God be true quickly.
Not gay as in happy, but queer as in fuck you. That's right, girl. You march to the beat of your own drum. You stand tall in the face of adversity, girl. You go off. I'm such an ally for you. As a straight-ish woman, you know, because I want everyone to understand one thing about me. I'm the B in LGBT.
By the way, this guy was so ugly.
Okay, Saturn is showing a photo for everyone listening of a man that we met last night, and he was very cute.
We thought he was so hot. I thought he was so hot in person, and then I looked at these pictures
today. I still think he's hot. He's not photogenic. He looks cuter in person.
True.
He's not very photogenic, but he looks very handsome in person. And he's tall.
So don't
give it all that. You know what?
I'm sorry.
Yes, exactly.
I need to go to New York. That's really what's going on.
You should already be there.
I should already be there, but I'm dumb.
Okay. Well, don't call yourself fat. I would never call you dumb.
Thanks,
don't worry.
I'm sorry. I'm spiraling.
It's not your fault. I've never missed a flight like that. Like, I've never done one of those.
I changed my flight, okay?
I've never changed a flight an hour before I need to get on the plane. I have missed a connecting flight once in Mexico City, but that was cute because then I ended up being on my homegirl's little mini doc series. Yeah.
And then I got
Montezuma's Revenge and I had the Hershey squirts. It was on the thing.
Oh,
I was skinny.
Whoa.
Sorry. That's TMI.
I missed a connecting flight once from Atlanta to LA, but it's because I was crying because we had just pulled the plug on my grandpa and I was crying by the door. And then I was like, oh, I should probably go get on my plane. And the guy was like, oh, it's gone. And I was like, I was standing right here.
That's sad.
Yeah. Won't.
Okay.
So, what is your pick this week?
And with that, here's our picks of the week. Ooh, girl. Okay, well, this is a podcast and we're going to keep it moving, but yep. Let's give a moment of hearts to Saturn right now.
Oh, okay. Thanks, babe.
Of course. So I'm actually going to pick a song from Mother Monster's Kind of Bad. We should have talked about that.
We should
have. All right. I'll briefly touch on how. No shade, because I know some of these people, and they are good, maybe by themselves, but I don't know. But Lady Gaga's Dawn of Chromatica was not very good. I feel like it was like not. They did not have like. They didn't go through the songs meticulously and say, "Is this really like what we want to put out?" They just said yes, and I'm like, "Okay, girl."
They just gave the girls the stems, and the girls sent the stems, they sent the new stems back, and they put it out. The ones that I think are good are probably problematic, but go on.
Well, the ones that I think are good, and you know I don't necessarily feature this girl. We met her outside of a party, but like she's very TikTok to me. But for me, that's my favorite, one of my favorites I'm realizing is Plastic Doll. That's what I want to put on the playlist this week. Plastic Doll Ash Nico remix.
Yes, that's a good one.
I come with dresses like I'm somebody's possession. Dolled up in diamonds, princess on my Dolly Parts on a stretcher. All perfect measures like I was made for your pleasure. I'm infected, I fester, make you drink bleach, call me Heather. Squeeze me till I pop, I've been broken, I've been dropped. Time to bust in on my box, flaming hot and calling shots. I gave you all I got, it's clearly not enough. No, I'm not the toy you want, still I get you off.
Don't play
her outside that one party in Hills. At the art party that I DJ'd at. you know, because that's how we do it out here in the Hills, girl. Anyway, so I was DJing for a nice fee, and we met her. But, like, I liked the girl. She was nice enough. I don't know her personally. Her music is can be very catchy. It's very TikTok to me.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily, like, what I would play all the time. But this song, Plastic Doll, Ashnikko, was giving.
It really gave.
It gave something cute for me.
Yeah.
So that's my pick of the week. I actually really like it. I keep playing it.
The one I like from that project is the Dorian Electra one, actually. Because I really like the, like, hard style of it. But, like, it's very melodic in this, like, way that I, like, am surprised by. But my actual pick of the week is from, another icon's mind.
Okay.
Brittany was twirling and dipping in her living room in front of her front door this week. And she was playing this song by this girl whose name I'm probably going to get wrong, but I think it's Indalia. And the song is called Mini World. And it's like, I think it's in a different language. It's like French pop. It's cute.
Yes. Oh, the French song. Yeah. I reposted her that video on my Instagram because I was like,
Brittany likes the cute little song. So that was my song of the week.
Je rêve encore qu'on chante les mêmes mélodies. Je ne les comprends pas. Mais qu'est-ce qu'ils me veulent dire? Pourquoi j'ai froid? Est-ce que c'est ça, mourir? Et si je veux survivre, dois-je vraiment accepter de tous les
listening to an album with the pregnant people on the cover, but whatever.
Oh, Montero, you had a pre-listen to his as Pregnant Boys, right?
Yes. That's not the one I'm talking about, which I can't wait for, though. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm ready for that one.
Mm-hmm. Well?
Would I give Drake a blowjob? Yes.
Ha!
I said it.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
You got bye-bye. Me. Anyway.
Well, I mean...
Would you?
I just love the narrative of Drake as like one of the dolls to like the girls. Like,
well, he said,
you
know, he's a lesbian now. So
he's a lesbian now. Yeah, so that's the tea, and I like it. So I would, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I would eat his ass for sure.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, because that's what he really wants, baby girl.
Well, you could have just said that, you know, whatever.
It's a public forum. I try to keep it cute.
Sorry, I'm vulgar. All the things. Well, is there more? Should we say more?
No, babe. I think it's over. I need to go book my hotel and my and get ready for my flight to repack my bag.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this podcast this week, you little cuties.
Thanks,
in your homes or wherever the heck you are.
Yeah, your car.
On the plane, and on a train,
yeah.
Automobile.
Yeah.
And I looked on the podcast app in Apple, and I saw a lot of great reviews. Thank you so much. Keep doing that. We need more 5-star reviews, and we need more people talking about how great we are, and tell all your friends.
Subscriptions, please. Thank you.
Like and subscribe. As you know, we are just the dolls, and we hope you join us each week as we charge up with one another.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Stay charged, babies. Talk to you soon.
Zap and Zoodle. Fully Charged is hosted by Saturn Rising and Star Amarasu.
Produced by Big Dipper.
With editing by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Supersonic by Saturn and Star.
Our artwork is designed by Matthew Enderlin, with photography by Vice Cooler and Dalton Blanco.